This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designed, engineered, demolition of modern free society is here. It is laid out in the United Nations Sustainable Development Agenda at UN.org. And so is the battle plan with the United Nations, Bill and Melinda Gates and John Hopkins, who run the entire attack. Every word of it, all planned out, right here in their own words. And that was all just back in October. In November, they were getting it all lined up. And they're getting something else all lined up when they believe they're going to take Trump out by assassination or by a stolen election. But then they are going to have their moles still fill the major federal agencies, begin to arrest all of the opposition in the military and in the media. And then the martial law that you have been put under will never end. This is the end of America, ladies and gentlemen, and the communist Chinese takeover. And the average American is, quite frankly, so asleep and so docile and so programmed to submit that looks like the country is over. And the leftists and the universities and all the oppression is going to get so nightmarish that it's really sad. But that's just the way it is. I mean, hell, we say that 62 million babies weren't humans and killed them. Now we let convicted pedophiles openly with federal funding have drag queen story time with their children. So it's just who we are. Now, the problem is there is still be a large minority of Americans of every race, color, and creed that aren't going to go along with this. But unless there is a giant awakening now and a total understanding of this fraud, we don't have a snowball's chance in hell. We woke the world up. Globalism was in trouble. Freedom brought prosperity. We were turning the tide. The Chinese spies were being arrested. And then the deep state that actually set up the communist Chinese, the Rockefeller Foundation, who actually ran the whole lockstep program with Bill and Melinda Gates. I'm mentioning public programs to release a bioweapon and bring in martial law. They're openly saying that they're going to forcibly inoculate you. And I told you this day one, Bill and Melinda Gates have already patented the vaccine for a weaponized chimera, COVID-19. It's already ready. They just wanted to make you beg for it and plead for it. And so that it doesn't look super obvious. They already have it ready, but they actually patented it 2 years ago. They patented a bunch of other ones last year for different sub-companies that they fund. And I was reporting this 12 weeks ago. Also, what's left of U.S. intelligence and the Five Eyes, desperately now realizing the setup, have come out and confirmed it's a bioweapon out of Wuhan, a total chimera. AP, Reuters, all counterstruck, saying, not even countering the report. Just saying, there's conspiracy theorists. They're racist. If you hear someone say it's man-made or China's bad, they're evil. And the nightly news is, you know, running Chinese communist Lego movie memes saying America's bad. Except I saw ABC News actually come out and report on the unanimous Five Eyes saying that it was a bioweapon out of the Wuhan lab. Now, we have the author of the U.S. law on bioweapons and the guy that prosecutes dictators joining us at the start of the next hour. He came out first in February here and said it's a bioweapon out of the Wuhan lab and it's a chimera. Dr. Francis Boyle. That's now been confirmed. I don't need to have U.S. intelligence tell me that. Major universities in Germany, in India, and in the United States and others scan it. Of course, it's man-made. Never seen such a thing. And again, that doesn't mean that it's super deadly. It means it's owned by the globalists so they can patent and be ready and already have the cure for it, you understand? But the cure is the cover or what's being added to it, the Trojan horse, but they want everyone on Earth to be forced to take it. And Bill Gates has already told you it's going to hurt and kill a lot of people. So he's already getting you ready now that, yeah, you want to go outside? You got to take this. Certain people are going to have convulsions and die. But it's a good thing to do.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The Rockefeller family with the Rothschilds on record donated the money for the United Nations to be first established at Presidio Naval Facility in San Francisco in 1945. Then it officially launched in 1947. Same year we got the Central Intelligence Agency. Their stated goal is to establish a planetary world government for the principles of depopulation. The Bill and Melinda Gates organization's official name is the Bill and Melinda Gates Planetary Population Control Bureau, or alternative to the United Nations World Population Program. They both interface. Now, in the program lockstep from 2010 and in the 201 event in October and November, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, this is public on record, along with John Hopkins University, the United Nations, the Rockefeller Foundation, had a month-plus-long global drill with leaders for a corona-type SARS virus being released that would then cause 65 million people to die, but out of it would come world government, contract tracing, drones watching you, boarding people up in their houses, and they said the good thing is it would lower the carbon footprint. This is the force of industrialization. They couldn't get their carbon tax in here. China would be exempt. We would be under it. So you're now just learning how to be poor and how to go outside to be tracked by a cell phone that totally controls you. And it's all in there. That's how dumb they think you are. But when I talk about it, they go, oh, that's that racist conspiracy theorist. Don't listen to him. He says the chemicals are turning the frogs gay. Well, I was reading major scientific reports that are public. Anybody can look it up, that most frog species are almost died out or have died out because the chemical that's in the water, atrazine alone, makes the males become sterile. They just so happen to also then try to, with their sterile sperm, send them a box of males instead of females when they lay the eggs in them. So they just lay them on a male instead. I mean, that's a fact. But see, they just make a joke out of it. Kind of like when we had Dr. Francis Boyle, again, who's prosecuted as Slobodan Milosevic at The Hague and represents world leaders at the UN, who wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty. U.S. Biological Weapons Law that then got adopted into World Treaty, you know, he came on and said from his sources in researching the papers, Obama and Fauci had transferred it as a Chimera bioweapon in 2012, 13, 14, 15. He then showed the documents on here, including major scandals about it. So Fauci then in 2017, with funding Obama put in place when he left in 2016, moved it to Wuhan. Now, we told you that exactly as it happened. Precisely as it happened. Not just, oh, I bet Fauci's involved. Oh, we said the exact virus, the Chimera, showed you the white papers, did dozens of shows on it. and it got the FBI following me around. I mean, that's fine, whatever. I mean, that's what goes on in this country. So they're getting ready to General Flynn me. That's fine. You can't stop all Americans. So let's continue. Coronavirus, NSW dossier, lays out case against China, bat virus program. The Daily Telegraph, one of the biggest papers in the Western world. Huge detailed report. Boyle says this is the best report out there. He's joining us next hour. Okay? Here are the articles from January of this year. Chinese lab that studies world's most dangerous pathogens is based in Wuhan. Infowars.com. A transcript from nationalnews.com of Infowars.com. Dr. Boyle, on February 21st, full transcript, smoking gun. Bioweapons lab transferred by Fauci and Obama to Wuhan. Francis Boyle, Wuhan coronavirus is offensive biological warfare weapon. January 30th. Creator of U.S. Bioweapons Act says coronavirus is biological warfare weapon. And now today, ABC News, Fox News, everything. Five Eyes conclusively. Here are the key findings from the bombshell government dossier on China's bat virus program. University of Texas being investigated over ties to Wuhan Biolab. Oh, told you, UT is run by, not the Chi-Coms, the globalists that use Chi-Com money to control it. There will be a lot of arrest made if we win the war against China. But right now there's a civil war over who controls the government. And it looks like the Chi-Coms are winning because the American people just love to ninny around and believe mainstream media. A lot of folks aren't, but I'm just telling you, this is insane. By the way, top generals have now come out and said, we're going to get to that at the bottom of the hour, that we are at war with China. This is a Chinese globalist attack. I don't just say that up here on air and risk my life for no reason. I've had a lot of moral battles with myself about, you know, backing down a little bit so I don't get whacked or put in prison. Look, I'm not going to sit here and stay out of prison for a few years while the globalists totally take over and bankrupt the whole country and put it under martial law. And all of you that go along with it are idiots. Continuing, leaks. Leaked Five Eyes dossier on alleged Chinese coronavirus cover-up consistent with U.S. findings, officials say. That's why Trump said last week he's seen the documents. Newsweek, Dr. Fauci backed controversial Wuhan lab with millions of U.S. dollars for risky coronavirus research. And now the media is trying to desperately whitewash that, but they just can't get the job done. There's the Wall Street Journal. U.S. probes universities of Texas links to Chinese lab scrutinized over coronavirus. Now they're scrubbing the Wuhan website where it shows them, most of them not even wearing masks, playing around with the entire species of coronaviruses. So that's what's going on. But mainstream media says anybody talking about it is a bad person. Here's Yahoo. A U.S. researcher who worked with the Wuhan virology lab gives four reasons why a coronavirus leak would be extremely unlikely. They don't challenge that it's man-made, the scientists, the background, the evidence, all of it. No, they just go, oh, a guy that worked there, he says everything's fine. Oh, so let's go to the place that's being investigated and get somebody there to tell us everything's okay. How about conflict of interest when the head fact checker for Facebook over all science stories is a woman who's involved in the entire area of testing this class of viruses. But she doesn't tell you that when she sits there and censors people that say it came out of Wuhan. But here's what it's really all about. The CFR and others have come out. It's on Infowars.com. The end of U.S. global dominance predicted in wake of COVID-19 as world order is reinventing itself. And it's the globalists celebrating that China's back up and going. America's not up and going. Oh, China did a good job countering it. Trump didn't. Because China released it. Look at the timing. It wasn't an accident. We know they lied about it. We know they told everybody everything was fine. They hyped it up. And then as soon as it came over here, just a weaponized cold that they own and control, then they said, oh, everything's fine, turned their businesses back on, said, we're taking orders. We're open for business, but America isn't. And every day we stay closed, it's just complete devastation. And this is how modern wars are fought. And there's top generals coming out saying exactly this and laying out all the ways this is being done. It's a fact, but we have to admit that the NIH and the bureaucracies and these big tax-free foundations that have hijacked this country since the days of the robber barons believe they own everything. Our big enemy in the times of Teddy Roosevelt was the big robber barons. They're authoritarian rich families. It's the same rich money from those robber barons that funds the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, all of it. Research it. And they want an end of American freedom. And they want you living very poor under their control. And they want medical tyranny to be able to put the vaccines they want in your body. And they want you to have to carry a cell phone that tracks everywhere you go and decides when you can go out and when you can't. This is all the admitted agenda and plan. And it's here, and they're doing it. Then there's all the other areas. They have been caught red-handed, triple confirmed. Every major blue state and city is getting $39,000 for saying someone's got COVID, even if they've not been tested to have COVID. Anyone that dies, they put it on the death certificate because the local officials tell them at the hospitals, don't worry, we're all doing this as a corruption together. So it's Michigan with the corrupt Democrats. It's New York. It's California. It's all the usual suspects is where all the deaths are because they are counting everyone that dies as a COVID-19. And now we learn they test each person 2 to 3 times. And if they come up positive, they count each of those as a COVID case. So, and the models that came out were funded by Bill and Melinda Gates in the U.S. and England. And that's why they were 50 to 40 times higher than we actually were. It's all a giant martial law psyop takeover with enemies in our own government working with China.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time that are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off, and so is TurboForce. 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Globalists failing with the Russiagate hoax, the Ukraine hoax, the Sexgate hoaxes, and their attempts to already crash the economy without success to finally pull the trigger on a plan they had on the shelf, according to the Rockefeller Foundation, called Lockstep, that they pre-programmed people through the media to lock down and quarantine to kill our economy. That way authoritarian economies could continue to operate. But you'd have the authoritarians trigger the collapse, trigger the panic. Then they would turn back on. They'd be praised by the WHO as good. We would then be told that we were bad. And they would use economic conditions, the lawyers, the bureaucrats, the blue states, the blue cities, to keep the lockdowns going longer and hold the country hostage. Then they believe driving President Trump and the nationalists from power, and then the New World Order, the merger with the United States and China, could just move on down into the next phase. And that's why they did this. But now you see, as the truth comes out that communist China was complicit with the globalists doing this, I predicted that China would begin to leak that Fauci was involved, hoping they could get Trump to back off. Now, I predicted that before it happened. It's simple chess. And if you have all the pieces, if you have all the knowledge, then it's simple chess. But Trump is still doubling down and getting ready to burn Fauci, and you already see the preparations for that. And they're already moving in on UT, and they're already moving in on the Chinese agents, and they're rolling them up. And they just better do it quickly. And everybody in the deep state that's been playing both sides, you better stop it. Either join the Chi-Coms or join America. There's no time to play games here. Now, look at this. University of Texas being investigated over ties to Wuhan Biolab. But remember, Dr. Fauci backed controversial Wuhan lab with millions of U.S. dollars for risky coronavirus research. That's even Newsweek. It's a fact. It's in the documents. And there's Trump drops the hammer on Fauci at disturbing White House briefings on doctors' past, which is now coming out. And that's why they want us off the air, because so many times, InfoWars is the early warning system that brings you experts and individuals who the mainstream media won't touch. You know, don't you know CNN and Fox News knew what all this was? We're not the only smart people out there. You don't think the U.S. intelligence agencies and the FBI couldn't have figured this out? If we could figure it out, probably before us. I mean, Bill Gates and these people operate in the hope that everything is just so obvious and so out in the open that people can't believe that it's actually them doing it. It's like the fact that they're counting everyone that dies in blue cities and blue states as dying from coronavirus. So, of course, most of the deaths are there because they're ballooning it. And again, people say, why then is it a bioweapon? They have to have it already patented and ready. And they did that, too. This is open and shut diabolical stuff. But it's so diabolical, I call it too evil to fail. It's so huge, so out of control. It's a powerful establishment. These are beyond mafias. These are the evil institutions that have now sold America out to the Chi-Coms, and either they go or we go. And they believe they're going to win. They are not going to win. They have been irrevocably exposed. They have been irrevocably damaged. Because a lot of us are willing to go to war with them politically, economically, culturally. And if they become offensive, well, then you know the rest of the story there. So they've really opened up Pandora's box like authoritarians always do, because they have success, 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 and then believe they're invincible. Well, I'm not an authoritarian. I do not believe I am invincible. I am expendable. because that's what built this country and gave us the basic freedoms we had, was men and women who were up against overwhelming odds, who understood to have any future, they had to be willing to do it all and not back down. And that's where we are. Okay. Let me just tell you what we got coming up here. Dr. Francis Boyle joins us with the latest. We've got the fraud articles where they're just openly admitting that the CDC's numbers are half of what the media is announcing. Really, there's only 37,000 deaths, and that's with the inflated numbers. That's like a yearly flu. And we've got the globalists trying to keep the economy locked down longer. You've got all the big pushback around the country. We have a guest who got arrested, Jason Jones, when the Hawaiian police just swarmed in on him and began tackling people mercilessly because they dare leave their martial law confines. We've got that. And then, of course, you didn't just hear this here first. You heard this here thousands of times, that Hillary was going to have a weak candidate up front, have a broker convention, and then swoop in. The Hill is now reporting officially that they are considering the plan for Hillary to run, but Obama to be her VP. And yes, they have an amendment about a president not running for more than two terms and serving them. But they're claiming that it could be a vice president. Well, if you really study the law, that's not the case, because that begs the question. If something happened to Hillary, God forbid, we'd have Barack Obama, God forbid. And then if something happened to him, Nancy Pelosi, God forbid. And just the turds roll downhill from there. I mean, this is just a nightmare, nightmare scenario that we're dealing with. And you've got the Democrats openly defending Biden's bizarre groping of everyone and grabbing women's genitals on record and just telling little girls he wants to have sex with them. Just total collapse on that front of the society. It's a total information overload. Oh, and North Korean dictator has popped back up. Looks like he gained about 30 pounds while he was disappeared for 20 days. The bloated vampire bat creature has reappeared. Probably had surgery or something. But there he is, emblematic of a starving nation and an obese demon is in control. And I get Trump's trying to be friendly with him to hope he'll open the country up. But he is under the control, again, of the Chi-Coms. And so that's why it's very, very hard to turn that around. It's very hard for me to engage in any type of detente with Kim Jong-un because he's such a dictator, a monster. Though I do hope that the president ends up being successful in that. But when we return, I'm going to respond to what was one of the biggest stories Friday and Saturday, what trended for 2 days, number one on Twitter. Alex Jones will eat his neighbor's ass. And they tried to spin that it was some sexual reference, because that's what's in their mind. It was a allegory, of course, that I've brought up here probably 100 times in the last few years, one of my favorite essays, A Modest Proposal. And I intended for them back on Tuesday to grab it and make a huge deal about it, but I thought it was a failure. But then Friday they did grab a hold of it and misrepresented exactly as I thought they would. And so they took the bait beautifully on that. And so now I've been able to have millions and millions of views on other videos we put out that have been picked up by newspapers where we talked about A Modest Proposal and how we could expose the absurdity of eating children to expose those that just say, let the third world die. Of course, Modest Proposal is about Irish children, letting them die, saying, well, let's just not let them die. Wasting 7 pounds of meat. Let's eat them. But just like on Joe Rogan, I talked about the Modest Proposal and the governor, Blackface of Virginia, saying we need to keep the babies alive and harvest their organs. And I said, that's very Swiftian of him. But instead of this being satire, he really does that. But it's okay that he kills babies. I just talked about eating my neighbors. I said, let's not kill babies. Let's eat our neighbors. They went, oh, he wants to kill his neighbors. I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Alex Jones Show.
So, I'm going to respond right now to the big story, number one trending on Twitter on Friday and on Saturday. More than 20 million views, the different versions of the videos just that I've seen, of an edited tape of yours truly saying, if there's a total societal collapse and it's road war and everybody's starving to death, the Pentagon says that in about 10 days, most people without food, either commit suicide or become cannibals. I said I would size up my neighbors and prepare to butcher them and eat them. Of course, it was total satire to illustrate that there's 135 million extra people starving to death, according to the United Nations, right now. And I'm going to show you those statistics. I'm going to show you the head of the World Food Program saying that. That's all very serious. Well, of course, the media took it out of context. and I was being intense, to illustrate it and said, Jones really means this. He's so desperate after being deplatformed, he's at home with no food. Here's Forbes. Please don't eat your neighbor. Why? What Alex Jones said is so dangerous. They go on to say, he is commanding the people in Michigan who stormed the Capitol. They may start eating people. You talk about satire, but they're writing this as serious. Now, let's get into it. A modest proposal from 1730 was Jonathan Swift, an Anglo/Irish cleric, who was so sick of watching people starve to death by the thousands, and the English government saying, oh, it doesn't matter, keep their taxes high. He said, well, then let's just tell them to raise their babies and sell them to us, and we'll eat them. He describes how to fatten them up, how to butcher them, and it's the most famous piece of satire out there. And so I brought it up a lot, and I figured I'd get attacked for it. I didn't know it would go this big. And then I could illustrate what was happening in Africa and Asia and Latin America with the mass starvation, that the lockdown, not COVID-19. The headlines are, UN begs for billions because 135 million are on the verge of starvation because of COVID. No, because the UN and the globalists ran the lockdown that they admit is meant to cause a societal shutdown and collapse. When the first world turns into the third world sinks and dies. That's an Alex Jones quote. So let's continue. Now, a lot of folks did get it. RT got it. It's a Swift reference, Alex Jones says. Eat my neighbors. Rant was satire to highlight people starving in COVID-19 lockdown. National File got it. CCN got it. Alex Jones makes a modest proposal in cannibalistic meltdown. So you can go read it for yourself. Now, here's the AP. Coronavirus pandemic could push 130 million people to the brink of starvation. Here's another one. Coronavirus pandemic could push 130 million to the brink of starvation. So see, I'm not making any of that up as usual. So let's go ahead and play the clip of Mr. Beasley, the head of the UN food program, talking about hundreds of thousands starving to death a week. Here it is.
There are a further 135 million people facing crisis levels of hunger or worse. That means 135 million people on Earth are marching toward the brink of starvation. An additional 130 million people could be pushed to the brink of starvation by the end of 2020. That's a total of 265 million people. Our analysis shows that 300,000 people could starve to death every single day over a three-month period.
I'm sorry, fake news. I said 300,000 a week. I'm sorry, it's a day. And by the way, I was reading numbers just last week in a U.S. intelligence report that came out, the Washington Post reported, that mirrored Zero Hedge and InfoWars that broke it 2 months ago, that it was 450 urns a day being photographed outside the houses, and that so much sulfur was being picked up by private satellites at these burn sites that they estimated it was thousands of bodies a day. So a bunch of people did die. And it looks like it's some kind of race-specific bioweapon that they were testing for maybe a vaccine they're making. We're not sure, but we know it's man-made. So the virus does kill some people. And then, of course, there's U.S. intelligence saying exactly what researchers online did their own research and came up with. That's the power of HUMET, the power of the general public, just researching things. Sometimes we're right, sometimes we're wrong. But that was the Internet researching that. I didn't do that research, but we looked at it. It was credible. It was real evidence. That's what all the other evidence showed. But why is this important? I'm up here talking about 130-something million people dying in the next year if this lockdown continued. Already millions dying right now. Usually 10 million die a year. They're talking about it being much, much more. 30 million's conservative. Okay? Where is the humanity there? It's not even a million people dead worldwide with bloated coronavirus numbers. Now, again, I'm not the first person to do Jonathan Swift allegories in the modern parlance. Because AOC has called for cutting global carbon by half, which would kill billions, the studies show. A, turns out, researcher, a person that was aware of this, went to an AOC event last year and said, we don't just need to get rid of all the cows and the farms and eat less food to save the earth. We need to eat the babies. Here it is.
We're not going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutant. Too much CO2. We have to start now. Please, you are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the Green Deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of
the babies. Now, folks, we joke around about this, but
problem. Just stopping.
If you read the UN Sustainable Development Agenda and Program and all the rest of it, that's what they say. And they're all bragging right now that, oh, this is good. And well, it is good. It's going to depopulate the third world, because when the first world collapses, the third world dies. You just heard the head of the UN food program tell you that. But see, one arm of the UN's running the giant bio attack and the shutdown and the fear that is the real effect that will kill tens of millions. So when somebody gets in your face about be a hero and, you know, bow to the medical workers, most of them are partying their asses off and the hospitals are empty. That's a fact, folks, because they get $39,000 per COVID patient. Look out. You come in there with a cold, they're going to snake a thing down your throat, blow your lungs out, kill your ass, and then collect the money on your dead ass. Now, remember all the rest of the footage of the left celebrating eating babies and celebrating art where trannies simulate abortions on themselves and how kill your kids and, oh, have an abortion, have power over your baby, kill it. But now Alex Jones is so mean. He went on air and said he's going to kill his neighbors. You're right. If there's a total collapse and everything, you're right. I won't eat full-grown adults because they're good. I will go out with the left and I will eat babies. Or I will support Governor Northam when he says keep babies alive instead of just harvesting their organs. I'll go down to the hospital and we can now buy aborted babies to eat them. Now, the headline will be Alex Jones wants to buy aborted babies and eat them. No, that's what Governor Northam does. He keeps them alive. He takes their organs. But because it's real, everyone says it's good and loving. But because I'm pointing out how evil they are and trying to save people, I'm the bad guy. That's how the delusion works with the corporate media. Speaking of food, the whole civilization and society is designed to collapse. If this depression continues, we'll be dying like people in the third world. So don't eat your neighbors and don't eat your babies. I would never do that. I would take personally another route. No, ladies and gentlemen, get high-quality, affordable food, which we have now available again. Most other places don't have it. They'll take your orders and make you wait. We actually have the food. It's being packaged fresh right now. Very high quality, very good price. InfoWarsStore.com. And then it funds our operation. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com. We have the full selection of Ready Hour, the entire catalog, and it's at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have back in stock X2 that is such a great defense against the globalists. X2 back in stock, 50% off. And we have krill oil, 50% off. Highest quality krill oil. Research how great that is for you at InfoWars.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
United Nations World Health Food Program head says 135 million people could starve to death this year. He says the numbers show already 300,000 a day are dying. And I mentioned Wuhan and the urns, never got to the main point. I was reading the numbers of people that normally die in China every day, and it's over like a million people. But then they talk about 4,000 died or 5,000 died in China of COVID. Who knows what the truth is? The lies are so insane. Now it's admitted by the CDC on their own site that 37,000 have died in the United States. I saw them on Fox News this morning say it's 100,000. But Imperial College gives us the models, the same ones that were 50 times bigger. The same Imperial College and groups that told us the ice caps would all be melted by 2017. They're bigger than ever. I mean, it's like the biggest liars. And then Fauci is the main guy controlling the Wuhan lab in coronavirus research. This is absolutely insane. Now, talk about the fear-mongering. Governor Newsom on the communist holiday, May Day, came out. And what did he do? Well, on May Day, he said, you can't go to any of the beaches or any of the parks. They're all closed. You're all bad people. We're saving. Remember, it was, oh, just a few weeks. You got to be closed. Now it's like, oh, you're in the handcuffs. We control you. We're going to bankrupt the local economy. Only big box stores will be able to operate. The forced inoculations are coming. We're forming spy grids with Bill Clinton called contact tracers. And tens of thousands of people showed up. The media said 1,000. But I went and found helicopter footage and other shots where they just showed it up and down the roads, on the beaches, huge masses of people. But the news would show cropped footage. Yeah, there's some of the better footage, but that goes for miles down the beach. But the police were there tackling, attacking, in some of the towns. In other towns, the police say, we're not enforcing this. It's crap. And it turns out in Florida, in places that didn't close the beaches, they had lower numbers. This is incredible. Again, this has never been done before. But here's the fear-mongering in California, where the media trots out the Grim Reaper who's walking up and down the beach saying, I don't want to kill you. It's dangerous. Get out of here. I'm going to go dress up as the Grim Reaper and say, I don't want you to take the vaccines. I don't want to have to take you. Or I do want to take you. Don't be here on the beach and get vitamin D. This is such fear-mongering by the corporate media. Here it is.
At Miramar Beach Access 49 here in Walton County, and today is a pretty big day. The beaches are fully reopened for the first time in more than a month. And while some residents are happy, some are not. And one of those people is Walton County resident and Florida lawyer Daniel Ulfelder. Today he's going to be protesting the beaches being open, all while dressed as the Grim Reaper. And I'm actually joined by him now. I'm going to step out of the frame and hand him the mic so he can explain why he's here and why he is dressed the way that he is. Daniel?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm here today to try to make a point that we need to, I think it's premature that we open our beaches. I'm a huge proponent of public beaches, and I've been fighting for that for years, but I think that the danger of bringing all the people here to our area and spreading the virus, and I think it's going to prolong the recovery we have, and I think that we should take better measures, and it's drawing people from all over the world to our beautiful beaches. It's too soon, and it's not appropriate.
That's enough of the Grim Reaper. Now, the real Grim Reaper is Bill Gates and the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, again, if we don't stop the global collapse, you're going to be poor. Many Americans will starve, but 100 plus million will starve to death in the next year. And those are accurate numbers. One arm of the UN says, give me money to feed all the starving people so they can make them dependent. But a bunch will die. And the other is hyping the end of civilization. Jason Jones is a very successful, famous filmmaker, author, researcher, and a local community activist. He lives in Hawaii. He thought he would go out and protest the government shutdown. It's one of the most draconian in the world. And the police kettled them. They surrounded them, something he knew about being in the military, and slammed to the ground. This is some nice HD footage. I saw some raw footage of them actually brutalizing people. But good to have you here with us, and tell us what's going on. God bless you.
Hey, God bless you, Alex. It's a privilege to have this friendship with you to share the story for my community. You know, I was so exhausted that day because my organization works on food insecurity in the most vulnerable countries in the world. So I had been up since 4 in the morning my time working on Ethiopia and Nigeria, published a white paper 4 weeks ago on the coming famine. Now, as you said, the World Food Program said another 165 million people are going to starve to death this year alone because of the shutdown. So I was exhausted. I said to my wife and my kids, we're just going to go there. People ask me to speak. I'm not going to speak. Let's just go show and stand in solidarity with everyone and then go barbecue. But we showed up, and it was peaceful. It was upbeat. There was a small police presence. But as a former infantryman, I've done plenty of cordon and searches of villages. And all of a sudden, I noticed a military maneuver. There was what effectively would be a platoon of police officers coming from one direction. And as I went to go address them off about a half a block away, I noticed that they were surrounding us. They had these thick notepads for their citations. So I wasn't going to wait to them to come to me. I went to them. And, you know, I lost my cool a little bit saying that I was videotaping them. And I was saying their name and their badge number on Facebook Live, which I regret that I was so aggressive because I really do feel sorry for them. They're just doing what they're told. It's not an excuse, but that's just what most people do. And
well, you don't like being on martial law lockdown when we know that the thing is basically a giant hoax.
And I don't like military maneuvers against families. And so then they were harassing people. And as people were being harassed, they would call for me. So at one point, I ran over to a prominent lawyer in town. And she's like, help, Jason, help. And so I just again started challenging them. And they were about to arrest my wife. Then she just walked away. She goes, honey, just walk away with me and they won't arrest you. And then I walked away, and then the police officer said, yes, just pretend you're leaving, and we'll leave you alone. You have a smart wife. And I said, whoa, I'm walking away from you, but I'm not pretending that I'm leaving. I'm here. And here's a letter from the attorney general. You are not to interfere in my First Amendment rights as I'm here to assemble. I'm here to express grievances, and I am covering this as a journalist. And they said, well, if you don't give us your ID and take a citation and leave, we'll arrest you. And I said, well, then I'll sue you. And they handcuffed me. They put me in the car. And where I stayed for 3 hours. I went there. I chipped my tooth. The guy took a sharp turn. and hit my face and chipped my tooth. But, yeah, it was just shocking to see a police perform a military maneuver. I will say when I was at the police station for 3 hours handcuffed in a car, police would come out. They were having meetings. I was just watching them and listening. Several would come up to me and say, you know, hey, I'm with you. This is stupid. As they were fingerprinting me, they were, you know, they're talking about how stupid our mayor is and how ridiculous all of this is. I've since received Facebook messages from members
of the... But still, we need to make the point. 135 million are going to starve to death. This leaked out of China or was released purposely to create the hysteria. And because it's not the flu or something else that normally kills this many anyways, it's new, so everybody's totally into this fear. It's like never going in the ocean again because there's shark attacks, or never driving a car again. That's going to cause the shutdown of society and mass death, and it already is.
Well, Alex, on that note, I'm getting reports from Nigeria. People are starving to death. Violence is erupting in India, Nigeria, all around the world. And, you know, I wish I could tell you the number one reason I was there was for the Bill of Rights. But that is not why I was there primarily.
Exactly. I've shifted away from just America and our rights. That's important. This is global collapse.
And, Alex, listen to this. As food becomes scarce around the world,
Price goes up here.
50% unemployment in Hawaii. We're the furthest place in the world from any place in the world. We cannot feed ourselves. We will starve. My friends and neighbors, many of them support the shutdown. They do not understand. They will starve.
They don't get the chain reaction that's known. The globalists know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, there was a Twitter, Instagram war of people mad at me as a Haole guy. Out there, who am I? And some of my children's friends were, Uncle, I'm so sad about this. I said, listen, I care for them so much, I don't care what they think of me. I was there so they don't
exactly.
Starve.
Stay right there. Do 5 more minutes with us. We've got Dr. Boyle, who first exposed this was a Chinese bioweapon simulant to create fear and get us to trigger the shutdown of our economy. This is their response to us winning the trade war and starting to level the playing field that had been designed to make sure we were deindustrialized. We started leveling that, and that's just not allowed because the globalists have sold us out to China, which is now all coming out. Okay, but there's a civil war going on in America. And please remember, listeners, as this chain reaction shuts down, we're already having trouble with our suppliers for the vitamins, the minerals, the supplements. They're already telling us, oh, hey, we may not be able to take orders anymore for a while because everything's breaking down. The other companies are shutting down. You better get your orders in for our products while you still can, because I don't know how long we'll be able to stay on the air once things shut down completely if we're not able to bring in a revenue stream. So InfoWars knows what's coming. We predicted it all. And in case we can't turn this around, which looks like we may not be able to, I would get your storable food and get your supplements and get your T-shirts. I don't know how long InfoWars will be here. Okay. And I'm not trying to be dramatic, folks. Okay. Just wait till you learn about it. Okay. I can't. We have the new 5G Kills T-shirt. If you ever wanted InfoWars shirts into the future, when there's martial law, they kill Trump, everything's shut down. I'm serious. I mean, you see what's going on. They're planning to kill the president, have martial law, arrest all the media. They'll put a bullet in Tucker Carlson's head, Sean Hannity. They're going to kill everybody, folks, if they make their move. I'm telling you, there's Chi-Com agents everywhere. Believe me. And they got people embedded inside the federal agencies. So we'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.